fountain in the forecourt spurted water out of a sextet of dragons' mouths into a pool below. The most familiar was the emblem on the grand, polished sign that hung over the broad entryway. The stylized dragon caused a brief pang of homesickness in him. He didn't even need to read the strong type beside it. Hayden Capital and Antiquities. He was home. And yet, he couldn't bring himself to get out of the car. He considered himself the luckiest dragon of his generation, all of whom had slumbered along with him deep in the depths of that jungled temple until Erica and her team had completed the ritual to awaken them. He'd never expected to awaken to such a beautiful, strong, and infuriating woman, one he desired to fuck as much as he desired to argue with her. Their latest argument had been about coming here today. Understandably, she was more eager than he was. Everything was a new discovery for her. But finding out about his family's past wasn't going to be a happy moment for him. That his hibernation had ended meant his parents were dead now. Expired at the end of a life he believed he should have been a part of. Dragon lore had kept him away, forced his generation into hibernation to lengthen their lives and preserve their bloodlines, and now they'd awakened to a vastly different world, already inundated with humanity to such a degree that the dragons would be hard-pressed to catch up. The Council's magical restrictions on procreation seemed even more ludicrous now than they had when he was young. He felt it as keenly as his brethren, a kind of itch to get on with it, but with their hands significantly tied. Even though a dragon and his or her mate might both desire a child, wanting was only half the battle. The Council's magic meant it could take decades for a couple to conceive. Giva hadn't shared that detail with Erica, nor did he believe the others had with their mates. Human lives were normally so fleeting relative to a dragon's, there was no sense in worrying them with it when they had his longer, dragon's lifespan to work with, his magic prolonging Erica's to match. Longer lives meant more opportunities. Except the breeding restrictions and enforced hibernation had been instituted during a time when there was a real danger of dragon populations overtaking humans and beginning to view them as breeding stock. That was far from the case now. Well, maybe not that far, considering Giva just wanted to stay in their hotel room and convince Erica to take his seed. He had no desire to mate with any other woman. But after the first attempt, he wasn't sure how to broach the topic again. Apparently, let's make a baby now wasn't an acceptable incentive to get Erica to agree to try, even though trying was likely all it would be.
"You're still pissed about the baby thing, aren't you?"
Erica asked. She shifted in her seat to face him. Sweet mother, she was intuitive. "Yes. I don't understand the hesitance. A dragon's offspring are his greatest treasures, and most women want children. I want..." Heat flushed his cheeks and he glanced at her. He wanted more than anything for her to have his children. As passionate as they both were, they could produce a strong red like him, or maybe a gold. Those were the happiest dragon offspring. But after her response to his initial request, he hesitated. He also hated himself a little bit for being frightened of her. A human woman. Intimidating to him. She brushed a palm down the side of